The Kappa J Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago.
Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Kappa J Hood. Follow Cap J Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Oh, God. Welcome in to the Kappa J Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We've got Shay, we got Charlie, we got you on this Veterans Day. If you're a veteran or know of one, tell them thank you for your service. Thank you for everything that you've done for this country. It's a Veterans Day and also a Football Friday right here on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000. So let's go around the room before we get started here and have shot or no shot at 8 o'clock. Let's go around the room. And good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago. As always, we appreciate you checking in on the show brought to you by DraftKings. Let's go around the room. Last night, did you watch Thursday Night Football, yes or no?
I did.
Shay, last night, self-care or football? Go ahead.
It was a self-care Thursday right up until I hit the Panthers over teaser in my account, and then it became Thursday Night Football.
Charlie?
Yeah, I had Black and Abdallah, got out at 8, and then I checked the score and thought, oh, this is going exactly as poorly as we all thought it would, and I did not watch the game.
Ah, now here's what's interesting. Before we left yesterday, no shot I'm watching that game. That looks terrible. Falcons, Carolina. I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to be dealing with self-care. I'm not going to be watching that game. I got other things to do. Who checked in on the game? I told you I wasn't going to watch because, you know me, a little Good Karma Wrestling, a little NBA, see what else is on the DVR. There's no way I was going to check in on that game. But guess what? The degenerate gamblers on the show, Shay and Cap, couldn't help themselves.
I had a same-game parlay going.
On that game, one of the worst games, Thursday Night Football.
Hoodie, the money spends the same if you win. My brother and I had a same game that he... Sad. Put together on his lunchtime yesterday, and it hit every leg but one. Frickin' Terrace Marshall couldn't get in the end zone.
I mean, but Dirk. How pathetic, though. You have all of this football on Saturday and Sunday. Will it hurt you just for a second to not bet on a horrible football game on the surface with Carolina? Couldn't you just take a night off?
No.
Just one night.
No.
Especially a game like that. Even Al Michaels wasn't interested in calling that game.
Well, he hasn't been interested in any of these games. He's just cashing a check. The disinterest oozes off of every sentence he utters on this broadcast.
You guys, there's other games to... I mean, there's NBA. Football last night.
There was.
Yeah, a couple games.
That I did not watch. I had Kyle Kuzma over on rebounds. Winner, winner. But then Luka Doncic played terrible, cost me. So in the end of the night, I think I was basically a wash.
Yes.
I think Atlanta has a quick score in them. Down 13, 9:22 to go.
I don't.
Wow. I mean, you talk about a guy in Al Michaels who has checked out. Now, here's the thing about this Amazon broadcast, Cap. Kirk Herbstreit couldn't care less because he's called some bowling shoe ugly games.
Yes.
He's called Big Ten football. You know, the big Saturday night game, and all of a sudden, you know, that half, it's 3-0, 6-3, 9-3. So he doesn't mind the grind of it. But Al, hey, man, you reap what you sow. You want to sign that big contract with Bezos? No problem. But understand this, that God, I think more than half the games, and Shea, you can back me up on this, more than half the games are under 30 points a game, I think, for both opponents. Something along those lines where the offense has been awful in these games. Not just Washington Bears. I'm talking about a lot of these games on Thursday Night Football. The scoring is just way down.
There have been some horrific Thursday night games. Horrific.
Right. But I guess on top of that, what could you expect if a team's playing on Sunday and they turn around and play on Thursday? Remember, when you're playing football, especially in the trenches, it's like being in a series of car accidents. You need time to recover. Now, play on Thursday. Well, what do you expect? You think it's going to be sterling offense out there on Thursday night after you already played on Sunday? That's tough, Shay.
So here's what you had. September 15th was the first one. Chiefs 27, Chargers 24.
Good game. Yeah.
The next week, Browns 29, Steelers 17. The next week, Bengals 27, Dolphins 15. Broncos lose to Colts. That was the worst one. 12-9 until it was the Bears losing 12-7.
Mm-hmm.
Saints lose 42-34 to the Cardinals. Ravens beat the Bucs 27-22. Eagles by 12 over the Texans. And last night. Next week you get Titans at Packers. Are there any good ones coming? Bills at Patriots. Raiders at Rams. Niners Seahawks could be a good one. Jaguars, Jets, Cowboys, Titans. That's the remainder of the year.
Yeah, they're the newbies on the NFL landscape. You get the worst games. Sorry. Even with the great Al Michaels, what'd you expect? You thought you was going to get some Sunday 325 classics? Going to get some Sunday Night Football and great matchups? No, you're last. You deserve to have the worst games.
Enjoy.
Right. I was thinking that yesterday when the graphic came up with the two team logos and it was Al Michaels throwing to break and it's Carolina and Atlanta. Like, that game would never have even been scheduled on a Sunday night preseason. They would have never expected it to be good. But when you're on Thursday night, you get the dog bleep.
You told me, you swore to the audience, hey, we're just going to take the night off, but you're right back in there. Thursday night football. It's like a drug.
I will admit I took DJ Moore's under receiving yards, so I'm not I'm not any different than these two.
In a parlay?
No, just straight.
Just a straight play.
I love that.
Hey, I added to my account. I had the Panthers and the over in a 6-point teaser. I doubled up. I added to my account. I feel good.
Yeah, a friend of mine who doesn't sports gamble, we were talking. I ran into him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said something, and somehow I said, Kyle Kuzma's over in rebounds. He goes, you can bet just the rebounds? I said, yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
And he had 11. The over was 7.5. Cha-ching.
Now listen.
Frickin' Luka Doncic.
I'm not going to look down on you or anyone else that wants to put money down. All I'm saying is that when you declare that I'm going to not put anything on this game, I'm going to turn a blind eye to it, and all of a sudden, hey, man, I got a 10-team parlay on this whole game. Like, stop. I mean, even me will look at it and took a night off because I got heavy college football. Got a lot to get onto. A little NBA, college basketball's around the corner.
See, I got to get mine in today because I'll be in Wisconsin. Idiotic state. No sports gambling.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what are they, un-American up there?
How far can you go before the app does not work?
Right at the freaking border.
So where is that exact for you? Exact,
like Kenosha.
Right at Kenosha. So Brat Stop, right before the Brat Stop.
Like if you literally are 40 yards into Wisconsin, shut off.
Because you've tried, right?
Yes.
Maybe a passenger in the car.
I was a passenger. My wife was driving. And I'm like, oh, slow down, hon. I'm trying to get this play in.
Slow down.
They got to pull over at the state line.
I actually made her get off because I had a big parlay. And I ended up hitting it. I made her get off where the outlet mall is.
Yes.
Get back on the other way. Go over the Illinois border. I hit send and it went through, and then we got back on and went north.
Yes, because it's a very.
And I heard you're sick.
Yeah, well, it's a very tricky spot, right? Very tricky because it's like, let's just make sure, all right, before we get there, hang on, because you don't want to line up your parlay, hit send, and then you're right over the border and it doesn't go through.
Right. And then you hit it.
Yeah, now you're upset though, because now you hit it, it doesn't go through, and then Yeah, you're losing money right there.
Yes.
I love the idea that you're telling her, when she's in the far left lane, to go over to the right lane.
Right.
Pull over. Right here. Pull over. Why, Hunt? Parlay. Hang on a second. I'm building a parlay. You've been building it since home. Yes. Studying.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Got a great tip on Tulsa, Memphis.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah. Philly Godfather just sent me Wofford. Play Wofford.
Oh, my God. But you know, for me, Cap, I haven't gotten that sick where I can't watch a game without gambling. I can watch a game without gambling on it. It'll be one of, like, the four in the hook cave.
Fun?
Yeah, but it all depends, though. Like, I also need a little intel, too. I just don't want to lose money to lose money.
Right.
There's an intel monitor in the hook cave. Intel. The other three I might be gambling on, but this one I'm just here to watch.
One of those old AP teletype machines.
Exactly right. There's just a monitor there. See, Shay, there's a monitor right there. You take a look.
No sound.
Like, let's take a look here. AAC action. Let's take a look here. Maybe a little off-brand college basketball. Let's take a look and see what happens. What if I bet on this? Now, the other three, sure. But this one, Intel.
Yeah.
Do you have an Intel monitor?
I do.
Yeah, you got to have that.
Do-do-do, the little Intel sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, new info's coming in. Mindy, hang on a second here.
There's nothing wrong with doing that. Because Shay, you can read all you want, but if you haven't seen a team, you haven't seen the teams or the tendencies,
context.
You need to take a look.
You need to get a little UCF Tulane in your life. Saturday night college football, ranked matchup in the American Conference.
I'll have to get all my picks in for college football today.
Mm-hmm.
So when I cross the border tonight after TV, everything's locked in for tomorrow.
That's exactly right. Sometimes you just have to do that, but I just love how everyone on the show, except me, said, I'm not going to watch. Because why would I watch that game? That wasn't going to be something that we're going to break down outside of the one thing. And that is Baker Mayfield.
Oh, good God. I genuinely, Hoodie, I would not have watched if I didn't bet on it. But then I'm going through the account and I see the numbers and I go, I kind of like these. I'm not watching that game if I don't bet on it. There are games where I will just avoid and just want for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a different deal. Like last night, if I don't bet, I'm not watching. So I only watched because I bet.
He's probably right. If you got a phone call and you didn't have another game, so let's assume that you have a game tonight, right?
Yeah, UIC takes on Loyola.
Okay.
On
at ESPN Loyola Plus. Or at UIC?
At UIC at 7 o'clock tonight.
So let's assume that you don't have a game tomorrow. And the phone rang, hey, Mount St. Mary's against Moorhead State. They're playing in Chicago. Can you call the game? We'll pay you X. You'd say,
sure, I'd do it.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how you have to look at last night's game. Bad teams, you don't really care, money-making opportunity.
It's unbelievable. Can you watch a game without gambling on it? 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776, our phone number. My partner here has got an addiction. He carries around a gambling IV. It's just in his arm the entire time, just walking along. You know, again, in his hospital gown, just walking around. It says points bet. He just walks around with it right there in his arm. Can you watch a game without gambling on it?
Got a points bet here. That's a DraftKings right there. That's a Bet Rivers.
Oh, my God. I mean, again, there are games, Cap. How about this? That I can watch without gambling on it. And I think that's very difficult for you.
No, I can watch a game without gambling on it. I don't enjoy it as much.
How about the Bull Pelican?
I could watch the Bull Pelican without gambling on it.
How about the last game they played? I think you had something on it. Do you have the Bull?
I had the Bull. No, I had the Brandon Ingram over 20.5, I think I got him at.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to look. I think he was 23.5, and I played the 20 or more, and I got to look. I didn't win the parlay, so it didn't really matter. Yeah.
Well, you watched the Bulls without gambling on it at all this year?
Probably not.
Why do you need to gamble to watch the Bull? Do you have to?
It makes it more fun. Grab that rebound, Vooch!
Oh, my God.
Yes.
But then also, there is that conundrum, and in fantasy football, people could weigh in on this as well. You're rooting for the other team. Also, you might be the most ardent Bulls fan, but there's something in the Pelicans where it's like, yeah, I got Zion rebounds here. I've got Brandon Ingram points there. Even though you might be a Bulls fan, you're still rooting for the Pelicans, too. That's difficult for some.
Let me ask you a question.
Hmm.
if we went over to Chicago Cut for lunch today and we got their amazing burger.
Yeah.
What do you put on your burger?
Actually, I don't need anything. I really don't need anything. I'm not a big condiment guy.
At all?
Nah, not all the time.
What?
Not all the time.
You don't put a little ketchup, a little mustard, maybe a pickle, some avocado, some grilled onions, nothing?
Well, if it's the liquid condiments, like a mustard or a ketchup, maybe a little ketchup, but not much. Not salt. Not a salt guy.
Yeah, I'm not a salt guy.
Yeah.
Why do you do that? Those are enhancers.
True.
That you enhance the flavor of your food. I enhance my enjoyment of the game with a $20 parlay.
I just find it fascinating. That's all. I just think it's funny because there are some games that you just can't bet on everything, but it might pop up on your screen.
I remember one day I had Joey Logano to win the NASCAR race.
Oh, my God.
I had horse racing on another TV. I had WNBA, baseball, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
I got something going everywhere.
Well, we want to get
$10 bucks there, $5 there. Give me that 18-team.
Oh my God!
$2 parlay.
Says so life is a horse race, pretty much, right?
Pretty much.
I understand. So, can you watch any game without betting on it? 312-332-3776. We're just trying to find out about your fandom. And still to come, some thoughts about Justin Fields. He's getting a lot of hype. Is it too much hype? Your thoughts on all of this coming up next on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show.
Cap J-Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J-Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
All right. Cap and J-Hood, morning 7 to 10 on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. We got Shot or No Shot coming up at 8 o'clock. Glad to have you in today on this Veterans Day. Can you watch a sporting event without gambling on it? 312-332-3776.
Why would you?
Listen, before gambling, what were you doing? Weren't you just sitting on the couch watching sports, enjoying the sport for what it was?
Yeah, and before a car, people walked. No, and then they went, oh, I can ride somewhere.
We're not talking about you growing up in the 1800s. We're talking about now, as far as watching sports. You could still watch a game without gambling on it. Of course you can.
Yeah, because I enjoy sports, but it enhances it.
No question. Listen, we're on the same page. I'm just trying to find out from Captain J Hood Nation whether or not they are watching a game for the excitement of it. There's always, in the Super Bowl, there's squares games. There's always these different exotic bets that you make because it is fun. You know, especially for those that aren't even in the sport, right? When you get to Super Bowl, that's where all the gambling happens.
Oh, my goodness.
Usually, who wins a squares game? It's the lady from the office that doesn't watch football all season.
Correct.
Right? Who wins the pot? Usually it's someone that's not really into sports. But I understand it. Absolutely. We enjoy gambling. I'm just telling you that I don't gamble on everything. I do have one monitor where I'm just trying to observe for future betting. But the rest of it, of course, it's always fun. Now, last night, I abstained. Did not. So I was like, this football game. Ah, don't worry. I got a whole bunch of NBA over the weekend, bunch of college basketball, bunch of NFL. Got plenty for the weekend.
That's what is awful about being in a state which doesn't allow sports gambling, like Wisconsin. You can only do it if you're on the Oneida reservations.
I get that. The brick and mortar, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, some are just not as sophisticated as Illinois. I just got back from Texas. You're going to be in Florida where you cannot gamble, which is, it's kind of a head-scratcher for both of us,
right?
Because we go someplace like, wait a minute, these states don't have gambling yet?
That's, right.
It seems so far behind the
times. I'll be gone for a week down in Florida for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
All that action, no gambling. None.
So you're going to put it all in before you go?
No, because a lot of the games, the lines won't be up.
So what are you going to do, Kev? Oh, my God. You're going to be itching?
Yes, I'll be itching. Mindy, I'm taking a flight. I'll be right back.
Billy Godfather, could you help me out here?
Yeah.
Put this in for me.
Guff, here's my passcode. Log in.
That's ridiculous.
I've done it.
Oh, my God.
I've done it. I've done it with my brother. He's done it with me. Here, bet these 5 parlays. I'll pay you when I get home. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is why my partner is not coaching anymore. This is why he would be a great college coach today, because he has hindsight now. He's seen it all, how to do it, how not to do it. He could take over a program now. In 4 years, that team would be in the tournament. But because he has the penchant to look at Pepperdine minus four, that's why he's not coaching.
Towson last night.
Okay, well, that's
on the
sick.
Road at UMass.
What's the worst team Cap could take over and take to the tournament in 4 years?
Oh, I had to take a look here. College basketball? No, Cap could take a team to the tournament. No, especially if it's based here, no question. Cap, absolutely. Because
UIC, Cap's getting in there, taking him to the tournament, Hoodie?
Probably, yeah. Yeah. But here's why. Because I've heard Cap's plan. I'm not going to lay it out because there always is an outside chance. You never say never, but I've heard Cap's plan. I know his coaching staff. I know where he's going to get his talent. I think the portal system actually would work into your favor. And also, because of NIL and because of sponsorships, Cap is 100% ready for this. Could you imagine the apt baseline? Take that as a hashtag.
Oh, it'd be there.
Hawthorne. I mean, it would look like a NASCAR track.
It would. Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Chicago Cut.
Chicago Cut.
Chicagoland Chevy dealers.
I mean, there would be no room to see anything else on the floor except all the sponsorships. So it'd be something that you'd already be ahead of the game in with a lot of coaches.
I need you to run to the PointsBet logo and set the screen. You come off the app logo.
Yes.
And we call the play, take that.
Yes.
And then Chicago Cut will feed us after the game.
Oh, my God.
Keep a Chevy parked at baselines.
Cap University up 46-35. Chicago Cut! Cut! Give me the cut! Call you out to play. Apt! Come on, apt!
We'll call this play apt.
Apt? Uh-oh, that means a diamond.
Yeah.
Apt! Red! Just calling out the sponsors as the names of the play.
He doesn't even give a halftime interview. It's just a soda read with the sideline reporter.
I mean, come on, man. So that's why, yeah, there's no question, because the money will already be there, Shay. All the partners that he knows, oh, my God. You don't worry about money. That'll be fine.
Yes, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Yeah, your son will be well taken care of.
Yeah, no question. Their NIL situation, Shay, would be taken care of. That's why Cap would be ahead of the game. Some coaches don't have those partnerships over the years.
Cap's going to have some Valley school swimming in the deep end of the pool with all these sponsors.
We're trying to get more visibility. I've got SEO Level Up. Tommy and Bob, they got you hooked up.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's all taken care of. That's why Cap would get a team in the tournament.
Cap, would you wear a suit on the sideline, or would you be one of these coaches with the quarter zip?
I would be in a suit.
He's got to be in a suit, of course. Got to.
The suit's huge. I was the coach for our IM basketball team. Obviously, we didn't have a coach, but I would just show up in a suit with a clipboard, and I'd yell at everybody.
Absolutely.
While we were playing intramural basketball.
Well, Charlie, I mean, you're asking that question of would he wear a suit. I mean, of course, it's sponsored.
That's it.
Sponsor, you can take it off and throw it when you're angry.
I mean, the whole suit would be the SEO Level Up, right? So you got to keep it on.
Got to.
I get it.
I'd look like a NASCAR driver.
312-332-3776 is our phone number here on the Cap and Jay Morning
Custom.
Show. Enzo, absolutely. So that's why NIL would not be a problem for your players. Should we be concerned about Justin Fields? We'll talk about that coming up in our next half hour. Can you watch sports without gambling? Here's Brian on the South Side on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Cap. Good morning, Jay Hood.
What's
Happy
up, Brian?
To the veterans. Hey, listen, I ain't going to lie. I feel Cap because my parlays be so deep. And every time I put in a bet, I think I'm closer to being a millionaire. And I'm really starting to think that, you know, Vegas really got us locked because, I mean, it's fun. You know, I won big before, and yesterday I could have won big again. Thank Luka Doncic for that. You know, he had a horrible game. And I'm just like, yeah, it's pretty fun.
You know what, Brian, I'm starting to think that, like, the sports gambling is more fulfilling than the scratch-off tickets going to the Marathon gas station. Seriously, like,
for sure.
you get that straight box, and it never comes through. But with sports gambling, I mean, you could have an off night and still be a winner. I think that's what's fulfilling.
Well, it's a whole evening entertainment for $10, mm-hmm. $5, right?
Right.
You absolutely. All right, I got an 11-leg parlay. Hit the first three or four the rest of the night, you're locked in.
True. That's true. Brian, we're glad you checked in. Appreciate your phone call. Now, Healy's line open, 312-332-3776. Mark is in Plainfield on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Cap, I think you're looking at this whole thing wrong.
Oh, boy.
You're talking about $5. It's going to be great. It'll be awesome. Well, you got to remember that you might, that $5 in the long run might be costing you a marriage. I mean, does your wife like this?
Yes. My wife has her own account.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe for you that's good. But I know a lot of people, you know, my son, 23-year-old son, and I'm 50, teacher, you know, he's always like, oh, Dad, I'm only putting $5 on. I'm only doing, I can't watch the game unless I put some money on it. And, you know, meanwhile, I see his wife of 2 years, and it's like she's rolling her eyes. And I pull him aside. I'm like, hey, it's not just about the money, you know. Oh, it's boy. Not just about, it's, you know, it's about how is this impacting your relationship.
So all right, that, Mark, people, that's yeah. on, that's for, and thank you for the call. That's for each person to deal with on their own situation.
Sure.
My wife watches the games with me. She's got her own little points bet account. She didn't play every night, no.
Mm-hmm.
But she has fun with it. We laugh. We have a good time. Yeah.
And if you win, she gets a new pair of shoes. It's great.
That's what she will say to me. Like, I'll be a hun. I got an 8-leg parlay. I'm 7-0. Mama gets a new pair of shoes. That's her line.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got it.
For some, it's not for them. But for others like us, we enjoy it because it's, it becomes great fodder going back and forth to, hey, think, look at this team or watch this game. We actually help each other in that regard.
Yes.
But not to the point where I'm going to lose my home.
Correct.
That's the difference. I'm not going to lose my home. Or David Kaplan and his wife, Mindy. Mindy has her own account. Or does she? Next Dateline. 312-332-3776 is our phone number.
Good.
Just asking your thoughts on, can you watch a sporting event without gambling on it? We'll talk to you about that. Also, about Justin Fields. Should we be concerned about the Justin Fields hype machine? It's a lot. We'll address that coming up next. You're listening to the Cap and J Hood Morning Show. Or are we?
Cap and J Hood. J Hood.
Is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Captain Jay Hood. Morning, 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Don't forget, on that same ESPN Chicago app, you can find the Bear Down podcast. You need Bears content, need more? Check it out on the ESPN Chicago app. Bleck and Abdallah have you covered there, right here on Chicago's home for sports, the ESPN Chicago app. Make sure that you download it. We've been talking about sports gambling because my partner here, who said, I'm not sure if I'm looking at this Carolina Falcons game. I probably will not. Oh, there it is. He puts the bets in. He makes it part of his parlay. And so is Shay Norling, the executive producer. Looks at that Thursday night game, says, I'm not going to. It's self-care. So much for the self-care. That self-care, another bet on a bad Thursday night football game. So can you watch a game without betting on it? We're talking to you about that. And that's a poll question at ESPN 1000 on Twitter as well. And Charlie's right. You guys might need an intervention.
No shot.
Well, our last caller believes that you need one.
Yeah, but he should, good luck to him, and he should live his life how he wants to. And if people have a problem, 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling and referral services. I'm being serious.
Oh, right into the Z copy. Thank you.
Yeah, and I enjoy it. A $10 parlay is a lot of fun, and my wife enjoys it too.
Absolutely. So, Cap, I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but there's a lot of hype over our quarterback, Justin Fields. It's amazing how the difference between 4 weeks ago and today. Over our shoulders, we have ESPN on mm-hmm. the big screens here. It could be Get Up. It could be First Take, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
A few weeks ago, we turned over there at the Bears. Are they doing the best they can for Justin Fields? Are they helping Justin Fields? This is disaster. You know, does Poles and Eberflus know what they're doing? We look over our shoulders now.
The Bears are getting it right around him, and they have the infrastructure built. This was their rebuilding year. Yeah. Next year is the year they could start going like this. And if they have a draft that is anything like the one, I'll just use the Jets as an example, because they have a similar number of draft picks and capital they can play with and all of that, plus all that free agent money, I could see them having that kind of explosion from going from one of the worst teams in the NFL, building around this kid, to being a legitimate contender as soon as next year, and their quarterback becoming a superstar.
Oh, Mike Greenberg with the hype machine. What about Marcus Spears?
Here's the deal, man. Like, this is very similar. I'm giving Luke Getsy some credit.
Yes.
It's very similar to what we've seen from Brian Daboll with Josh.
Oh, wow.
The whole premise of Justin Fields' career in the NFL is to let him be great at what he's great at
until
you bring those other parts of his game that need to be developed up to the standard. The best thing for a player when they are in the NFL, or the best thing when you are within the structure of a team, is for your coach to say to you, what do you do best?
Right.
And let's highlight that. And this is what's happening with Justin Fields.
Cap, you have to ride the wave. If people in Bristol, Connecticut, or New York heard what we said in July, August, even in September, saying he's a young player, he's going to have to learn and develop. Before this, it was, oh, he was broken. Oh, this offense is broken. Justin Fields, they're not doing right by Justin Fields. He looks like he's not the genuine article. He's not going to be the... Now what's happened? Because even in losses, the offense is starting to work. You just can't just barrel in and just say, this is who he is. Because with any young player, that player needs a chance to develop. Any young player. This is what we're seeing with Justin Fields.
We have audio in there. We could play it again. It's Mike Lombardi. This guy was an NFL executive for multiple teams. Not like just some guy out of the media. What did he say?
Here's the gift from Ryan Pace after taking Mitchell Trubisky. He leaves you Justin Fields and another bad pick.
That's what he said 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
How would you like to be Ryan Pace, who's now the assistant GM? Naturally, he got another job because he's friends with people in the league. You pick Mitchell Trubisky, and you pick Justin Fields. So not only did you destroy your franchise once, you left a parting gift when you left. I mean, this is like farting as you're walking out of the room, only the fart stays forever. Like, seriously.
That guy was an executive running teams.
Yes.
And thinks he's brilliant. And now he looks like a complete boob.
He's anti-Pace more probably than anti-Fields.
Yeah, they must have history because every chance he gets, he takes a shot at him.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan's a convenient Pace, not Poles, is a convenient target because he had some high-profile failures.
Yep.
If Justin is who we think Justin is, and you and I have always believed he's that guy.
Sure.
Mike Lombardi's going to look like an idiot, and so are a lot of people.
Well, here's the question. So, Shay, you tell me, because you've been observing all this with the Justin Fields from the time that we were on in the preseason August to the beginning of the season against San Francisco and against the 49ers in the beginning of the season. We said that it was going to be growing pains and that it would be a process for Justin Fields to get acclimated to this offense. There's no big red over his shoulder. There's no Andy Dalton. It's his job. But there's, to me, a middle ground. It's not that the Bears didn't do right by him. It's not also that Justin Fields is all of a sudden great. There is a middle ground because all of it is him trying to develop and to be a good quarterback.
Yeah, I think I'm not concerned from what I'm seeing. I mean, obviously, it's great to see Justin Fields play well. The concern for me is we've gone 0-60 in record speed.
True.
I mean, it went from Justin Fields is literally incapable of being an NFL quarterback to Justin Fields is the most dangerous quarterback in football per Emmanuel Acho on TikTok. It's like... There has to be some ability to have nuance. He's done really good things. He's been really effective. He's been the highest scoring fantasy quarterback over the last 4 weeks. That's awesome to see. We still haven't seen him throw for 200 yards. We still haven't seen him finish a 2-minute drive. There's still things he hasn't done. So I'm like, maybe we need to pump the brakes a little bit because God forbid that there's a failure this weekend or a setback this weekend or in a coming weekend, and then we have to flip the topic. I don't want to do that. I don't want to come in and do that show.
Right. I think that's fair. That's fair to say. Because, Cap, I will equate this to Patrick Williams. I was on Stacey King's podcast, Give Me the Hot Sauce podcast last night. We were talking about this. Because he's asking me about Patrick Williams. I said, well, Cap and I have been on the same page with Patrick Williams. Young player. He's got to develop. he's not as great as the Minnesota game last year in which he led the team in scoring.
35 points.
Which was awesome, by the way, for him. But also, he's not the floor either of 5 or 6 rebounds and not enough points and standing in the corner and not getting in the mix offensively. There is a middle ground, because even with a young player like Patrick Williams, he's got to be able to develop. And just this whole thing that when you draft someone, you want immediate results, that's not the case for everybody. And same thing with Justin Fields. Whatever this season's going to be, it's going to be quite a learning curve for him. But once there's talent here with Justin Fields, now we're going to see probably the best that we've ever seen from Justin, college or pro.
Completely agree with you. This kid has all the skills. Right now, he doesn't have the, despite what some people out there who call the show want to say, he doesn't have the talent around him to allow him to play a more traditional quarterback role. They've got to roll them out. They've got to use screens of different types. He can't stand back there and go, process, going back there. Because he gets hit too often.
Mm-hmm.
So just let him develop. Let Poles and Ian Cunningham and all the scouts go find all the talent they can. And then let's see what happens. I'll bet you it works out well.
No, this hot take society, you got to be on one side or the other. Hey, call me old school, whatever, but I'm willing to wait to see what Justin Fields and what the front office of the Bears are going to do to try to surround him with talent. Listen, I think we've seen some great things with Justin Fields, but is it as hype as Michael Irvin and also Ryan Clark? Is it that hyped?
Calm down.
Anybody ever.
Calm down, RC.
They get on my top playmate.
Calm down, RC.
But I got to give it to him.
Don't be hyped.
Justin Fields.
Shut up.
I got to give it to him.
But they say he can't play.
There is a middle ground, and then there's that.
That was awesome.
That's the hype trade for Justin Fields. Well, did you hear that 3 weeks
ago? That was awesome. Ryan Clark and Michael Irvin.
Did you hear that 3 weeks ago?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's not that high, and it's not that low either for Justin Fields.
Yeah. 3, 4, 5 weeks. Not 3 weeks, because we won. 6 weeks ago. 5 weeks ago. Right after the Commanders game. Will the Bears draft Bryce Young when they're picking in the top three? I heard that one on ESPN. Will they pick Bryce Young?
Right, I know. I saw the same thing. It's ridiculous.
It's insane. It's stupid.
By the way, talk about mea culpas. What about former offensive coordinator for the Bears, Mike Martz? He also contributed to the Fields hype train. That's coming up next. And, hey, Joey G, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, we'll talk to you next right here on Cap and Jerry.
All right.
Eddie, you agitate me.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bah, 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 bah. And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
And Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000. We're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Glad to have you in today as we talk about the Bears and Lions. Also, shot or no shot coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll hear from Courtney Cronin, who covers the Bears for ESPN Chicago. We'll talk to her coming up at 8:35 right here on Cap and Jay Hood. Mike Martz, by the way, the former offensive coordinator, as you well know, Cap, here's a guy here that's got plenty of credentials, plenty of skins on the wall, but he gets raked over the coals, Mike Martz.
So Mike came out the first time when he blasted the Bears as having the worst offensive personnel since the 0-16 Lions. Remember that?
Yes, and then what did people say?
then people were mad at what he said about Justin, and he came on multiple shows. He was on Waddle and Sylvie, right? Mm-hmm. And said, I wasn't talking about Justin there. I was talking about Trey Lance. Some of it got twisted in translation by whoever the 33rd team, that group he works for, mm-hmm. how they edited the video.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like he's critical of Fields, but that was Fields as well as Trey Lance.
I'm just shocked. Shocked at the Bears. I mean, they took this quarterback. They went up and spent a lot to get him, and he was less than remarkable would be the kindest thing that you could say about him. I don't know if I've ever seen such a bad performance by a quarterback in his opening performance of the season. Like, he was just completely awful. He really deflated the football team with his performance. They just, you know, when you get a quarterback, they can't do anything at all. And defensively, you shut him out basically for a half. You kind of lose hope. You know, right now they're a team without hope.
What's interesting about that? Go ahead.
And that was Lance, who he was talking about. He was just awful. They couldn't score at all in the second. That was they had spliced two things together, and he said, "I'm positive to Waddle and Sylvie." I was talking about Trey Lance there, and they terrible job by the editor. Terrible.
It's interesting that Trey Lance was 13 for 28, good for 164 yards, average of 5.9 in a loss against the Bears. Justin Fields had two touchdowns, but 8 for 17, 121 yards. He could have said it the same for both, but he said he was talking about Lance.
Yeah, because he said you didn't score at all in the second half. That was the Niners.
Yeah.
So he said, I was not talking about Justin there.
Now, but what about Mike Martz today?
How about this?
How about him and that performance that the Bears had against the Dolphins?
Nobody was more critical of him than I was. His struggles were painful to watch. Additionally, the talent around him is mediocre at best. Then came week 7. With that came a change in the offense. Matt Eberflus structured the offense around Fields' strengths. Moved him outside the pocket on passes, encouraged him to run, designed quarterback runs, and limited the number of pocket passes. The result has been staggering. He's gone from a subpar NFL quarterback to one of the most exciting players in the National Football League. Also, his performance has caused teammates to elevate their game, simply because Matt Eberflus chose to coach to his player's strength and develop his weakness on the side, not force him into a mold of what an NFL quarterback should be. People will compare him to Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. But he's not them. He's Justin Fields, different and very special.
All right. I get it. Well, that's an aquarium of dolphins there.
Wow.
Can you have that many dolphins in one spot? I guess so.
Not even me have flipped that much.
My God. See the difference?
Right.
Okay. He is an electric player with his legs. But again, we're waiting for him to be the complete package. I'm waiting for that. And it's going to happen, I feel, with this guy.
I completely agree. And did you see the Bears teaser trailer hype video yesterday?
Yes.
Where they had Ian Cunningham and Poles. Shay, did you see this, Charlie? So they're walking through the parking lot going to a private plane.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, we're doing things in high style all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. And it's going to drop today, the first episode of 1920 Football Drive. It's an in-season, like, not Hard Knocks, but like Life with the Bears.
Yeah.
And these guys were going to scout college games. Get on the jet. We're going to take the private plane. Wow. We're doing things first class all of a sudden.
Yes.
And they were out there looking for talent. You let those dudes go find two or three offensive linemen, two or three wide receivers, a couple run stuffers up front, a linebacker, an edge rusher. It's going to take time. All of a sudden, you'd be like, oh, God.
Well, I thought it was a little excessive that the Bears took the private plane from Lake Forest to Evanston to see Northwestern, but that's just me.
Did you see how cramped they were in that plane, though?
Yeah.
It looks like they're in the back of a Mini Cooper.
312-332-3776. Here's Joey G in Melrose Park. Hello, Joey.
Good morning, Cap. Good morning, son. How are you?
What's up, Joey?
Dad.
Okay, let's start at number one. The hype on Justin Fields is like another coach on the sidelines for him. It's going to boost his morale. Mm-hmm. Number two, this is the week where he goes over 300 yards passing. Number three, Cap, if you're on the sidelines in a suit, you got to have a matching fedora.
That would be awesome. Coach in a fedora hat.
Son?
Yes?
You told me to buy me a new TV. Thank you for my 5-inch black and white Sony plugged into my car TV set.
Remember those TVs for your car for when you're going somewhere, you plug it in the lighter plug?
Yeah, absolutely. You're welcome. That's a good it's a good TV to watch the Honeymooners, Joey.
Oh, classic. Classic, the Honeymooners.
You
the
best. You a Trixie or Alice guy? Which one? Trixie or Alice?
Me?
Yeah.
Keeping it respectful, Trixie would be in my home.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm with Joey.
How about that?
I'm with Joey. I'd go Trixie.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Not definitely on camera very often, but yes.
The Bears.
Put that on the poll at ESPN 1000.
We love you, Joey.
Trixie or Alice?
I love you.
Put that on the poll. See which way, how that goes.
I would go
Trixie, huh?
Trixie. Okay.
What's wrong with Alice?
Nothing. I just think Trixie... She's more my thing. I almost got myself in trouble. Trixie, for sure. Would you go Ginger or Marianne?
Marianne, I think. Yeah. I think so.
I think I'd go Ginger. What about Betty Rubble or Wilma?
Betty, for sure. Betty was wild. It kept Barney happy.
Yeah.
No question.
No doubt.
Wilma's too loud. Coming up, we have Shot or No Shot. That's in 2 minutes. Cap and J Hood. Put it on the poll. Here we go.